He's telling the truth. I did get saved here. I did get baptized here. I did catch fire here. Amen. When the Lakeland revival was going on in 2007, and Jeff Garvin came and laid hands on me, that I was full of drugs. I was a hot mess. But how many know when you get a touch from the Holy Ghost, miracles do happen? Amen. Come on now. Listen, I'm a little bit different. So you're gonna have to preach with me. Amen. But God gave me a word for this church. I'm just thankful to be here. It went, when Bill sent me a message, literally in a half a second, he said, "You want to come share on?" Yep. Absolutely, I'll come share. I've grown a lot, and I appreciate Bill and this church. And if it was not for Bread of Life and the people in Bread of Life, I don't know where I'd be. Amen. I don't know where I'd be. This is my lovely wife, Amber, and my daughter, Meadow. She's 6 months old. I married up. Hallelujah. And got some people from my church, Brandy and her husband, and Cricket, her spouse. I'm just thankful for everybody in the body. Now, are you ready to do this or not? Yeah. Amen. So every time I stand next to Bill, I encounter God. And I had I was standing in worship, and I was up next to Bill, and I had this vision. I had this vision that I was actually preaching here and teaching here, literally an open-eyed vision, full-blown. And as I was standing there, through the doors opened, and a flood came in. And I was like, wow. And as the flood had come in, fire began to come over the flood. As the water began to rush through the house, the fire of God began to come through the house as well. Amen. And everyone in this church began to cry out to the Lord. I mean, it was crazy. The hunger, the thirst, the just starving for the anointing to just drop in this house more and more. We know that Bread of Life is amazing, awesome, prophetic. I could say a million good things about Bread of Life, but I said, God, give me the interpretation of this. But as everybody was in the church, everybody began to line up in the river. It's like the river was moving fast, but God allowed us to stand firm in the river to receive what he has for us. Amen? And everyone lined up to receive an impartation from the Lord. And God just began to put it on my heart. Forgiveness was just released out of the people's hearts. And God said, as soon as people begin to forgive, I can open up the heart. Like bitterness is released and anger and just hurt from the past. God is doing something very supernatural, doing something that he's always done. He wants to do a new thing in this house. And I said, God, what's the new thing? And he began to show me. And literally, I looked up and there were 3 new floors added to the church. And I said, what in the world? 3 new floors? I mean, glory to God. And gold was all on the trim, and tables were everywhere on the 3rd floor. And everyone upstairs was eating. It switched. The vision switched to everybody eating. And I started teaching again while all this, the river's everywhere, the fire of God's everywhere, people are eating. I don't know what Bill was doing, but I'm getting caught up in the glory and the blast, right? And the end, as soon as I started teaching and prophesying, literally the angelic realm opened up. And when I looked around the room, every person in the building had a sword. I mean, and on these swords, and I begin to look around, some were bronze, some were gold, some were silver, some was like ruby and emerald. And Bill, you did come in the vision and you started patting me on the back and you said, declare it, declare it, declare it. And I said, okay, I'm going to declare it. So here I am declaring it. That's what happened. And I actually had a dream 4 nights ago that Bill walked up to me. Literally, Bill walked up to me, and in the dream he had 2 pennies, and he rubbed the pennies together and he started to weep. And he said, JP, I will give you everything that I have. I'll give you my last. And he gave it to me, and I threw it in the offering plate. And I said, God, what does all of this mean? And with the levels, God says that he's adding levels to the church spiritually. That the church, Bread of Life, is going higher and higher. There's new levels that God wants to take everybody to in the worship, with teaching, with the prophetic, with your hunger, with your seeking, with your prayer life, your intercession. Just everything that's in your life, God says, come higher. Like in the book of Revelation, how high, how deep, how wide can you really go? How far do you want to go to really get me? I'm talking about, how hungry are you? Church, the world is going straight to hell and a handbasket, and I want to be in the river while God's moving. Amen. There is something special about this church. I'm telling you, I was so jacked up. When I walked through the door, I was so full of cocaine, pills, alcohol. And you know what got me? Love. The love that everybody showed me. I mean, I wouldn't have brought me in my house. Come on, somebody. Turn to your neighbor, give him a high five and say, would you? You know. And as the river began to come through the house and the fire of God, the Lord began to speak to me about purifying, about how the presence of the Lord, literally, when you get in deep with him, like how he purifies the heart and he purifies the mind. And I was, 2 years ago, I was in a psych ward. And my dad actually got saved in this church, and he passed away from alcoholism. God rest his soul. But the pressure of ministry got to me. The pressure of being perfect got to me. The pressure of fear of man and how people look at me. I began to preach all over the world and on television, hosting TV. All that stuff I thought just made me. But it really was breaking me down, because if you lift your zeal up greater than your relationship with God, you will idolize your zeal and your position over the Lord. Come on now. You will idolize being in the church, mad because you don't have a position. You'll be the prodigal son's elder brother who's mad that that you are upset that somebody's come in that you've never seen before that's taken a position. It's not about position. It's about recognition of his glory and who he is. It's about the presence of Almighty God. It's about the miracles. It's about the tangible visitation of the presence of God. It's not about what we do. It's about what he's doing through us. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Sorry. No, I'm not. And I want to talk about the woman with the issue of blood. And God began to minister to me. How many know that the woman with the issue of blood was bleeding out for 12 years? And that's what the church is doing right now. I'm not saying bread of life, but the body of Christ is literally bleeding out. People in the body are bleeding out. How many know when the woman, the bride of Christ, when you're bleeding out, you can't be impregnated with vision? Well, I will throw this microphone right now. What happens is this woman could not get pregnant, and when she continued to bleed out, could you imagine the emotional distress, the mental distress? See, we look at the woman that just touched the bottom of his garment and we say, bless God, she was healed and the bleeding stopped. No, her emotions were healed. Her mental health was healed. When Jesus touches you, when you touch Jesus, hallelujah, not just one part of you is healed, the whole body, the spirit, the mind, everything about you is supernaturally healed. I'm talking about how hungry are you to push things and people out of the way to get to his garment? Well, I'm not going to reach. I'm going to leave the church because of opinion. Pastor Peel didn't shake my hand. Get it together. Gosh. Turn to your neighbor and say, stay in your lane. I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings. Honestly, I'm not. But understand something. That this woman with the issue of blood, how many know that God is putting us mentally, this woman with the issue of blood heard that Jesus was coming and she began to think about this. Her mind was prepared to receive a miracle. If you want to receive a miracle, people are mad at God because they're not instantaneously getting miracles all the time. How many know God may want you to sit and prepare yourself for what is coming? Because as you go through the fire, as you go through the trial, there's miracles in the patience. There's knowing him in the patience. There's knowing who he is as you wait upon the Lord. He shall renew your strength, and you will mount upon the wings of eagles, and you will run and not grow weary, and you shall walk and not faint. I'm gonna preach to myself today, by the way. Glory to God. I will lay hands on all of you. But what I'm saying is as the body of Christ continues to bleed out with religion and anger, that's what the devil wants to do. How many know that the enemy tried to kill Jesus when he was born? Because when you are impregnated with vision, when God gives you something, a dream, a proclamation, an anointing, as soon as it starts to birth inside of you, by the time it's trying to come out of you and you're about to get the delivery, the enemy wants to take it out before it grows. Come on, are you with me? But watch what happened when she touched the bottom of his garment, literally the bleeding stopped. And God says, when you reach out through everything, this woman was pushing through everything. I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about what you think of me. I don't care about what you're saying to me about Facebook. I don't care what you're talking about. I'm going to push through it all. Mental health problems, diabetes, I don't care what it is. You got to learn to push through it all, because Jesus had so many people touching him and there was only one that received. And he said, who touched me? What he was saying is, who in this crowd was the one that touched my heart? Everybody can touch on Jesus, but who's pulling? Come on now. Who's pulling on the anointing? So when you watch this, when God stops the bleeding in you, when he stops that disorder, when he stops that fear, when he stops that worry, you can start birthing again. Ooh. Oh, glory. There's a lot of people, I'm just saying, in the church that's bleeding out because they're so angry and bitter. You want to talk about miracles. You want to talk about signs and wonders. Get back on the honeymoon stage. Get back on fire again. Don't just make church church. Don't just come into church and be like, well, it's Sunday morning again. How many know church starts when you leave the building? Well, I don't like the way he runs church. I'm sick of it. Why are you here? How many know we're here for Jesus? How many know I woke up one day, I was literally hallucinating. They diagnosed me with paranoid schizophrenia. I was in two mental institutions, but Isabel Allam, if you know who Isabel Allam is, a powerful prophetess, came and prophesied over me and said, you're going to preach to the nations, and you're going to lay hands on the sick, and you're going to be this world-renowned evangelist. And I'm looking at her, lady's crazy. Like, you must not know how much coke I snorted before I came to this meeting. I mean, no, God calls you as you are when you can't see who you are. And as I was in the mental institutions and depressed and manic and bipolar, they tried to diagnose. You are not your diagnosis. You are not a victim of your biological DNA. This woman had a blood transfusion. She was in the bloodline of Adam. But when you touch Jesus, you're no longer in the bloodline of the fallen. You're in the bloodline of your Savior. You're in the bloodline of the glory. You have a new name. You have a new DNA. You have something new inside of you. You can't walk around depressed when you touch the garment of God. I feel like I'm in a revival. You are the revival. Burn. Wherever you go, burn. Wherever you go, be excited. Wherever you go, let God move on you. Get better, not bitter. I'm going to tweet that. I mean, I honor Bill so much. You know, we used to sit out there and like talk about our encounters with the Lord. Let me tell you something. There's going to be some new things that's happening in Bread of Life. I'm talking about the culture of honor that's being released through the river of God. People are going to get filled up again and get off of this selfish stuff. I don't know why God's speaking to me about that, but people are really hurting and hungry for a move of God. And every person in here is anointed. Every person in here is hungry. Every person in here has problems outside. But it's when you leave here what you do about it. Renew your mind by the power of God. Miracles will fall when you fall in line to the will of God. I didn't know what was going to happen. I literally was hallucinating so bad. I'd be preaching in the church. I'd be hallucinating. But that prophetic word that Isabel gave me and told me that I was going to, that she looked at me right here. I was standing literally right here, and she goes, the enemy's going to put a depression and an oppression on you, and there's a curse of witchcraft on your family line, because I had witches and warlocks in my family, and pornography and spirit of murder. How many know hatred is murder when it's towards your brother? So when I'm standing here, she's like, depression and oppression, witchcraft, all this. She says, but God's going to lift that. Stand firm while the winds are going, because the more that you stand firm, the deeper your roots go. And I kept that prophecy inside of me. I kept it in me as it was birthing in me. I started to get delivered day by day. People told me, you'll be psychotic for the rest of your life. I said, the devil is a liar. You must not know my friends. You must not know the Holy Ghost that I serve. You must not know Jesus. They're calling me out of the blue. Psychiatrists, world-renowned psychiatrists, are calling me in their office and saying, listen, will you come to the college and preach to the master's students that are getting their master's in psychology? I don't even have a GED, but God. What? I'm on the phone. What? I'm inside their office. Literally, I had that. Let me tell you something about prophecy. And I'm going to talk about the woman with the bless God, we better just stay right on target. Praise God. Everything in moderation. Bless the Lord. Let me tell you something. Prophecy is like a woman that gets impregnated. What happens when a woman gets pregnant? Immediately her life changes. Immediately everything about her body changes. I know because I have a child. And I needed prayer the whole time. But what I'm saying is that what happens is a prophetic word is like a child. When a woman gets pregnant, she prepares for the coming of the child. She takes prenatal vitamins. She prays over the child. That's what we need to do with a prophetic word. Why would God continue to give us words if we don't honor the last? So what happens is the word gets on the inside of us and we need to pray over it. We need to guard it. We need to protect it, because when the time comes that the word needs to be birthed, you'll be ready. You want to see a miracle? Hang on to the prophetic word. You want to see God move? Hang on to the word. You want to see God bless you? Hang on to the word. If it doesn't match up with the word, it's not of God. I've heard some crazy prophelying. Let me tell you something. I'm praying for clarity. I'm praying for boldness. I'm praying that people raise up and say, you know what? It's love over hate. It's grace over gossip. Come on, somebody. Look, it's grace over gossip. I'm telling you, I was a hot, rinky-dink, stinking mess. Smelt like ramen noodles from jail. That was my cologne. Come on, help me. Church, I want to tell you something's happening in the body of Christ. Something greater is coming. And while we're sitting back and we're letting the devil beat us up, I think too many of us, we're praying. We don't see what God is doing for us immediately, so we get upset and we say, God, where are you? Let me tell you something. Some of the greatest miracles, some of the greatest times of my life is when God didn't talk to me. Because when God, the Spirit wasn't on me, the glory wasn't falling, gold dust wasn't happening, 50 diamonds was on the floor, come on, was some of the best times that God really was working in the background. God wants you to have faith when you can't see. Blessed is he who believeth but cannot see. There's deliverance coming to this house. There's miracles coming. Every chair in here should be filled with hungry believers and prostitutes, drug addicts. I'm telling you, it's not just one group of people. That's why God gives us a prophetic tongue, not just to speak over one group of people, but the nations. I become all things to all men so that I may win some. Come on, somebody. I like when people don't like me because it gives me a better chance to love you. When they talk about me in the crowd, and I had one person the other day say, he's ghetto. He shouldn't be preaching, Bill, because he's ghetto. Well, I got saved in the ghetto. How about you come over to the ghetto and minister where Jesus is, because he'll skip over Bread of Life and over my church. I'm a senior pastor to get to the bar to get to that one dude that needs the Holy Ghost. The woman with the issue of blood. Imagine the pain she was in. She needed a miracle. She's desperate. She's thirsty. She's hungry. She was ceremonial unclean, could not go worship. She didn't have a husband. In those times, she would have to divorce. She was a social pariah. She was an outcast. She didn't have any friends. No one could be around her. Sound like the church, don't it? Sorry, not this church. But what I'm saying is anybody ever been there? Emotionally rejected? Emotionally bound, wounded. You want to talk about a miracle? Listen, in the Old Testament, Moses was behind the rock and the Lord would pass by and his glory would be on his back. In Old Testament, see the glory moving on his back. New Testament, Jesus stops and looks you in the face. Woo, come on now. It's a face-to-face encounter. The real love of God doesn't come. He doesn't turn his back on you. He's face to face. And if you want an emotional healing, you want a physical healing, reach for that garment no matter what's in front of you, no matter how bad it looks, no matter who's coming against you, no matter the money, no matter the health cause, it doesn't matter. The more you reach, the more he'll bless. I'm hungry for the Lord. I'm burning. And it's Bill's fault. For having this church. It's your fault. I've seen miracles happen here. I've seen signs and wonders birth out of this place. I got saved here in November 2007. And I got hands laid on me and I ain't been right since. I was all for the running. I mean, I've been so hungry and starving ever since, because we're in a place where it's just like when you see people really praising with a pure heart, they still hated on this woman. They didn't want her to touch the garment of Jesus. People don't want you to get to your destiny. But let me tell you, when Jesus has called you, it doesn't matter what's coming at you. Greater he who is in you than he who is in the world. You want to see miracles? Get prepared, because God's got them lined up for you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans, the miracles, the blessings that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans not to harm you, but to prosper you and give you hope in the future. Children on drugs, go into intercession. Something going on in your life, go into intercession. God says it's time for the saints to buck up. Pick your shirt, pick your boots, put your big boy pants on, quit crying, and get in the glory. There's going to be so many people that don't like me after this. Four people are going to love me when I come. That's it. Church, we're living in a society where the world hates us. They're killing people, and even in synagogues and in churches. We need to be prayed up. We need to seek him as much as possible. We need to stand firm on the foundation that God's given us. Listen, honor Bill, and I'm telling you, honor these people with your life. For they have, God has given them, I'm telling you, I don't know a more humble man than this. God has given them over you to be charged over your soul, saying what? That he is called to teach you, to pour into you. Honor him, lift him up. And the intercessory prayer, get in that thing and hear from God. Because the Lord told me this, the prophetic realm over this house is about to be opened in a deeper way, in a more wider way. The river is coming. I'm telling you, something at Bread of Life is about to happen, and people aren't going to be able to understand it. And the ones that leave are not going to want it, because they want things to stay the same. But God is changing things. Don't leave and be upset because God's moving. Check your own heart. You know what I'm saying? All right. I had an encounter. You want to hear a miracle? I was addicted to pornography so bad I was hospitalized from the depression that the pornography brought to me. I was so broke. In ministry, how many know that when you're in ministry, it's the hardest thing ever? I was literally so addicted to it that I could not break out. Anybody ever been in that type of sin? Come on, where you at? Where you cannot break out of it. Let me tell you what happened to me. I'm in the middle of watching pornography. Jesus shows up in my house. While I'm watching, I'm in the chair partaking in the sin, and Jesus falls on me, appears behind me, grabs my shoulders, pulls them back from the table, and says, audibly, don't do that, because I don't like the way it makes you feel. It wasn't, don't do that or you're going to go to hell. I can't believe that you're just beat down. I can't believe that you're not good enough or holy enough and you're a preacher. Let me tell you something about Jesus. He will bless you in the midst of your pain. In the midst of your mess. It doesn't give you, grace is not a license to sin. But when God spoke that to me, it broke the condemnation off of me, and a miracle came, and my body began to strengthen up. I began to rise up, because the church has broke me down, not Jesus. They held me up to a high standard because I'm on television and radio and preaching. I don't care about none of that. Give me a prayer closet, a Bible, and a faithful God, and we'll rock this thing. It's not about being up here. I could care less. Me and Bill talk in the back. I could care less about people seeing me. When you look at me, I want you to see Jesus. I'm not afraid to put myself up on a platform and tell people I'm not right. My heart is foul. Come on, somebody. I need the Holy Spirit. I need the glory of God in my life. I need to reach and touch to him. See, the presence of God was so tangible on Jesus that it leaked off of him. Peter, the presence of God was so deep inside of him because of how he pursued him, read his word, and the connection he had, that they would lay the sick across the street and he would walk and they would get healed. I want to be around people that have a good attitude. I'm tired of being around people crying all the time. Get me around somebody who's got the Holy Ghost, who wants to see other people delivered, who's not got an angry spirit all the time. We can pray for you, but when the presence of God is so strong on you, leaks off of you, it was the essence of God that she pulled from, and there was a deposit that was made. Put a demand on your miracle. Put a demand on your healing. Quit letting the enemy tell your mind, because it's about the mind that he's trying to get into. You'll never be good enough. You'll never be able to be good with Bill. You'll never do this. You'll never do that. Devil, you are a liar. Get behind me, Satan. I'm a child of God. The Bible says that no weapon formed against me will prosper. Am I with you? Are y'all with me tonight? Church, I'm so hungry for a move. How many know when you come to church, you shouldn't expect the same thing? Okay. When you walk in here, it shouldn't, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. No, let Jesus move. When the Ark of the Covenant was on the oxen and they were going through the threshing hole, and Uzzah reached out to grab, come on somebody, and it was stumbling down, and he reached out to grab it. God smote him dead. You know why? Because when the presence of God was falling off the oxen, he said, I do not need man-made flesh to position my presence. I don't need man to tell me how to release my spirit. Let the dead bury their own dead. God says, when I fall, let me fall. That's what's making this church grow in power and authority. That we're not sitting up here. I know Bill is not sitting up here quenching the Holy Ghost. And there is churches that are quenching the Holy Ghost. Lord, if we've quenched you in any way, move on this house. Bring them floors in here and shower this place with revival. Pour gold all over the floor. Put the anointing on everybody. You mean something to God. You're talking to a cocaine addict. I was an ex-gangster. Sold dope, seen people murdered, and God chose me. Why? I don't know. Because maybe he is faithful when you're faithless. Well, I'm afraid what people are going to say about me. They're going to talk about you when you're doing good. You can feed the poor with Jesus, and they'd be mad because his sandals wasn't too... I'm almost there. Church, let me tell you what happened. You want to hear? Listen to this. I hated. I had so much hatred in my heart. Is this cool, Bill? Can I do this? I had so much hatred in my. I got a prophetic word for you too. I'm not going to give it to you yet, though. So you got to hold on. Okay. Okay. I literally, my dad was a full blown, God rest his soul, alcoholic. Couldn't get rid of it. Couldn't stop it. Was just. He. It was good for like. He had surgery. He died on a gurney, and they brought him back to life, and he drank vodka. And I had a hatred towards him because drunk people, I never knew my dad because he was intoxicated all the time. And he had to stop because he got his liver, he got stents in his liver. And one day I woke up and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me clear as day. The Spirit of God was in my house. He said, your dad's been drinking. I was so mad and angry. I opened up the door. My dad was slumped over on his bed like this, trash everywhere, drunk as a skunk. I begin to curse him and curse him out. True story, I'm standing there, and the Spirit of God visibly, I seen the actual tangible presence of God fall as I was yelling at my dad, on my dad, and I could feel the grieving of God and compassion for my dad. He loved my dad so much in a slumped over state, crying my eyes out, cursing him because he's hurt me so bad. And the Spirit of God dropped off on him and said, stop it. I love him. We judge people because what they do and how they battle, but we don't know what they're going through on the inside. What's happened to them? The people, you want a miracle? Quit judging people. You want a miracle? Look deep inside somebody's heart and see what they battle with. And instead of immediately blasting them and gossiping about them, see what they're battling with on the inside. Get to know them and see God bring healing. That's the miracle. The miracle is when you can get out of yourself and love somebody else, even when you know they don't have the capacity to bless you back. We don't dishonor people because they dishonor us. We honor people because we're just honorable. You can't change the way I feel about you because how you act. You can't enslave me and my emotions because you're broken. Church, what I'm trying to say is the levels to this. There's levels to this. There's wealth in the kingdom. I miss my dad. I was molested at the age of 10 years old, lured into a house by some men that molested me. That's why I battled with my sexuality and battled with pornography. And a year and a half ago, God brought it to my attention. I was standing there and boom, thoughts came into my head. And I remember what happened to me. And I got so mad at God, I said, if you're God, how could you let, I'm preaching, I'm a prophet, I'm speaking the word of God. How could you let this happen to me? Let me tell you what happened. I blamed my dad. I blamed my mom. I blamed everybody. I wanted to kill this dude. I wanted to find him. But let me tell you what God did. I had a dream. My dad walked up to me in a dream and began to weep and say, I'm sorry that you got molested. I went to the next day or 2 days. I went to a prophetess. The woman of God spoke over me and said, you're all mad at everybody, and you're mad at God, and you hate God. This happened just about a few months ago. You hate God, and you're upset, and you're full of anger. And I said, yeah, I'm full of anger because what happened, and my dad did this, and I'm blaming everybody. And she looked at me and said this. So you had the dream that your dad was crying, and you saw he had sympathy for you, right? And I felt it in the dream. I said, yeah. She said, how's it feel that God took the time out of the whole world and universe to go talk to your dad about you? And I said, immediately forgiveness entered my heart. Immediately healing came in my body. That God still speaks and he judges righteously. And the Lord brought me to the man that molested me, and I was in a vision. And I laid hands on, you know how hard that was for me? I was a gangster. No one molested me. I laid hands on the man in the vision that molested me, and I began to bless him. Pray for his salvation if he's still alive. I began to pray that God would touch his heart and the other man that he was with, and I pray that God would heal his body and heal his mind and whatever's happened to him. And the Lord began to weep in the vision, and immediately when I released them and let them go and turned them over to God, the pain of the molestation broke right off of me. Because when you hold something against somebody else, they enslave you. But when you release somebody, no matter what it does, the power of that breaks. You want to talk about a miracle? Release it. Forgive somebody. Get it off of you. I've been through hell and high water to preach this gospel. And what you got to say about me don't matter because you don't know what I've been through to get here. Molested at the age. Where was my parents? I can't blame my parents because they weren't mentally able to be there for me. So I don't blame people for what they don't understand. You are not a victim. You're a victor. You understand? I'm gonna pray. I think I've only been up here 20 minutes. I'm timing it. I am, because I honor this house. Church, let me tell you something. We feel that we have to be a certain way for God to accept us. He accepted you while you were still a sinner. He blessed you while you were still beat down and broken. People don't know what you've been through, but God does. Let me tell you something. You want revival? Start in your heart and honor the Lord and say, God, I'm mad at you about some things. I was cussing God out and everything. I was that mad. And God, the Spirit of the Lord came on. He's like, just go ahead and do it. Because everything that you feel for your father, go ahead and put it on me because I'm your real father. Even though I didn't have a father on the earth, I've got a father in heaven that is now teaching me how to be a real person because the world has trained us how to be people. Jesus never wanted us to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because the world has now taught us how to be people. He wanted to teach us how to be people, not the world. And when God teaches us how to be people, we can get everything out of us and we can live as victors and in power in the name of Jesus. That's what he has for us. Get in your rightful position. Saint, get your sword out, raise up, tell the enemy, get behind me, Satan. I've got the Spirit of God in me. I'm anointed, sanctified, consecrated. I'm called for a higher purpose. I'm in the position to knock over a wall, leap through a troop. I am that I am. I'm reaching for him, Bill. I'm reaching for him with all my heart. I'm reaching and I'm reaching and I'm pulling from him because if I don't have him, I'll die. As we were in worship, the Spirit of the Lord came on me, woman of God. I don't know you. I've never met you. But the Spirit of the Lord began to come up on me, and I saw a wall of fire around you. And I said, God, what is that? He said, Zechariah. He said, it'll be like a wall of fire that surrounds you in the glory within. Whatever you're going through right now, believe me that there's protection over you. There's a lift coming. There's a breakthrough coming. The word is, don't break down before the breakthrough. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now, God, in Jesus' name, that you would just minister to this house tonight, today. Lord, heal every broken heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that we would be able to release the people that's wounded us. We're reaching for your garment, God. We're hungry for your presence. We want more in this house. Send the river, God. Send the flood through this place, Lord. Heal the brokenhearted and set the captive free in this place. Touch Bill's body and his brain, Lord, and supernaturally heal him. I declare it in the name of Jesus that you will not have any neurological complications anymore in the name of Jesus. I bind migraines. I'm hearing that strong. Migraines in the name of Jesus. I bind them and cast them back to hell in the name of Jesus where they belong. I just speak that God would surround you and your wife. He would grow you in ministry. God says, you've just stepped in the water. Keep moving. Keep pushing, Bill, because what God has for you, no man can take away. No man gave it to you. No man can take it. You're anointed. You're called to pastor this church. Be the pastor of this church. Order in this house. Order in this house. Bring the deacons. Bring the ushers. Not religious. Bring, honor the pastor. Bring the intercession team. Who is who in this house? Glory to God. Glory. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God is not upset with this house. He loves this house. But I heard the Lord say it's time to bring order because God's using this place. He's not even begin to spring open. What's about to happen? Broken people. God says, get ready. You want the harvest? You want the field? He's about to bring them in. And when he does, be ready for it. And let's get off of our suburbia mantle and take off the armor of Saul, just like David did, and put on the armor of God. You can't put on somebody else's armor. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, Bill, anoint the people that I'm putting on your heart to anoint. God's going to begin to speak to you about this. Put the people around, keep the people around you that are faithful to this house. And don't be burdened by the ones that aren't. Let the Spirit of the Lord bring peace unto this house and revival and fire. I'm going to tell you something about this man. He's been chosen. Literally fell into this.
I saw the Lord grab you, Bill. You didn't even want this. You didn't even want this. But I saw the Lord pick you up, and there were some things that had to be moved out of the way, and he dropped you right in place. And you can't do nothing about it. I speak a blessing. I'm almost done. Seriously, I'm almost done. I speak a blessing on the worship team. I pray that as the worship comes forth, the anointing be so strong, miracles, signs, and wonders pour out in the house. It's time to get busy in Bread of Life. This is Bread of Life, amen. We eat. Why do you think Jesus was born in a horse trough? Why do you think he was born in a manger in the town of Bethlehem? Why do you think he was born in the house of David, the place of bread? Because he's the bread of life. He was born in a manger where animals eat out of. Do you think that's coincidence? Because when he's sitting in a manger, that means that when you eat off of him, you get life. Lord, I call right now in the name of Jesus. I call forth the prophets under this man's authority, under his authority. I call forth the prophets, the evangelist, the leadership. I see the Lord, Bill, doing this. I saw the Spirit of the Lord take his hand and go like this. And every person in the church was clothed with purple. He just took his hand and royalty. Every person in here is royalty. Every person in here may be broken, but you're royalty. The Lord says, get ready and be prepared for what I'm about to do and push in more, because this place is an open heaven. And we've got to let it be that. Amen? Amen. Father, I praise you and I thank you for today, God. I thank you for the word, God. I thank you for healing hearts. I thank you for healing the broken. I thank you for delivering us. I thank you for touching our children. I pray, God, that you would just set us all straight under the plumb line and bring us to the place where we're at the end of ourselves and revival breaks out in every one of us. God, if there's anything in our hearts against anybody, we ask that you just let us come to the altar and release it today at the altar, God. We are not better than anybody, but we need you, Holy Spirit. We need your presence in this house. God, heal us. Show us direction. God says, wait upon me. Bread of Life, I'm showing you the direction. Where you need to go and which steps you need to take to get to where you need to be. There's a waterfall, barrels in this house, pouring in this house, pouring on Bill, pouring over Chris, pouring over Melissa, pouring over the faithful, pouring over you. Pour it out, God. Pour it out, God. Somebody say, pour it out. Come on like you mean it. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Pour it out. I receive it, Lord. Come on, say, I receive it, Jesus. Everybody start praying right now. Everybody open up your mouth and begin to declare. Can the worship team come up? Is that okay, Bill? Come on, everybody begin to pray. Go into some intercession. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your leaders. Pray for the church. Get it stirred up in here. Get life back inside of us. If you need to come to the altar and release whatever God says, your miracle is waiting on you. Come on, pray. I know this is Bread of Life. There is prayer warriors in here. Where are you? There's people that's about to break through. Break through. Come on, break through, break through. Break through, break through. Break through, break through. Hallelujah, break through, Jesus. Break through, Jesus. Break through the walls, Jesus. Break through the bitterness, Jesus. it go tonight, today. There's somebody that's saying, I'm ready to let it go. Hallelujah. Come on, girl, let's get it. Come on, come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, church.
The Lord says, you are chosen servants. You will go where I will. Driven by the wind of the Spirit, I will free you. If you ask, I will free you.
Come on. Come on, church, listen. There is something happening in this house. And as they're in worship, I'm telling you to press in and grab what God has for you. Don't leave this place without taking authority over what's tried to take authority over you. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are children of the King. Give God a shout of praise if you believe it. Come on, break through tonight. Break through today. Break through today. I'm giving it all to you tonight, God. I'm giving it all.